This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
O ye of little faith, oh yes, you know who you are, who did not believe me. Oh, is it November the 3rd of 2018 and Kevin's celebrating the Republican win? Is that what's happening right now? No, not at all. Thank you for the mic adjustment. No, it's just me telling you what's about to happen, just like I've done in the past. And, you know, people are still questioning. LGBTQ, the Q is for questioning. You're part of the LGBTQ if you keep questioning me. The Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. There is a new Rasmussen report. It's an online survey that finds that 68% of American adults now think it's possible for anyone who wants to find work to find a job. Interesting. I said... quoted another report that essentially said the same thing. It said if the U.S. right now has more job openings than it has unemployed Americans. For the first time since record keeping began in 2000, the number of available positions exceeded the number of job seekers. Said nobody ever during the time of Obama. Is that a sign of things to come? Yeah. Earlier in the broadcast, I played my Steve Hilton clip when I was on the show, and I told him that you haven't even felt it yet. You haven't felt the impact of the Obama. You felt the impact of the Obama economy. You haven't felt the impact of the Trump economy just yet. Oh, yeah, good things are happening and will continue to happen. You want to know why? Because regulations continue to get cut at a 22-to-1 pace. Not 2-to-1, not 10-to-1. 22 to 1. For every new piece of legislation is proposed, they have cut 22 old ones. That should tell you how fat, ugly, ineffective government has been up to this point, and nobody's wanted to address it. Nobody's wanted to address the real problem of unemployment, which are how bad jobs were that Obama claims that he grew. He made bean picker jobs. Donald Trump brings back manufacturing, and still, people argue. Newt Gingrich was on The View, and here's what they said. This just infuriates me, especially because Newt Gingrich didn't even really put up much of a fight. But here it is.
What do you think the best thing is that he's done and the worst thing?
Oh, I think the best thing is the economy. I think the fact that we have the lowest black unemployment in history.
Can you take credit for that? Isn't that Obama's doing?
This quarter, we will have more than twice the economic growth rate of any quarter in the 8 years of Obama.
Because he's been set up. He was given a gift.
Right. Well, that's true. So Obama gets it both ways. He got a terrible gift from George W. Bush. He gave Trump a good gift. Anything good happens under Trump is actually Obama.
It's true.
Well, that's one way to look at the world.
Obama inherited a deficit.
Right.
Trump is inheriting a surplus.
And he's accelerating it.
Well, we're in a deficit. Bigger. We're in a major deficit now, thanks to your
party. He inherited a financial surplus. He inherited a gradually growing economy. He's doubled the speed of growth.
That's not putting up much of a fight, in my opinion. Newt Gingrich could have come back with, yeah, the guy who said he could save Carrier and didn't, the guy who said manufacturing was the new norm was us losing jobs, and he certainly was good at it. He lost 17,000 his last year, and Donald Trump has brought back 230,000, and you want to credit him for this economy? What are you smoking? Are there drugs in the green room that I missed? All right, well, come on. Oh, let's be Kevin. You don't want to be on there. You got to be amicable to these women or whatever.
It's Obama's economy. It's Obama. It's because of President Obama. President Obama.
Do you know how many people believe that lie because it gets said over and over again? Barack Obama printed $8 trillion of phony money in order to keep his economy going. Trump's not printing phony money. He's actually making things better, getting rid of onerous legislation. That $2 trillion that he got rid of, that's an OMB number, and it is legit. business can put that money back year after year. The tax breaks are not a temporary thing. That's year after year. They get to get this money back and put it into the economy. And it shows. It shows in what you're spending. It shows in consumer confidence. It shows in the fact that wages are going up. What are you talking about? Wages stagnated under Obama. You think that he gets credit for that now? Particularly after looking at the manufacturing numbers. See, just as a point of reference, manufacturing jobs pay more than bean picker jobs. These service jobs. You want to be a maid? You want to go work in a field? Maybe Obama was a good president for you. You want to do something besides flip burgers and actually use your degree? You better be happy that white boy's in. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. Oh, well, 68% of Americans say finding a job is easier. They say this finding has been in the low 60s since 2014. It hit a previous high of 61% last July under President Trump. Prior to 2014, this number ranged from 29% to 54%. Only 24% say it's not possible for anyone who really wants to work to find a job, and that's a new low. And if you're one of the 24% who believe you can't find a job, you are absolutely, there's no question, you're a leftist. If you believe in this economy, you can't find a job, because it means you don't want a job. It means you're not willing to do something to feed your family, feed yourself, take the next step towards your dream. Whatever you want to call it, you want to live off the people. The number of Americans who know someone who's looking for a job or has given up the search has fallen to its lowest level in years of regular Rasmussen reporting. 42% of voters say the country's headed in the right direction. President Trump's approval ratings remain in the high 40s. Republicans are running neck and neck on Rasmussen's report, generic congressional ballot again this week. Do I need to give you any more good news? Somebody say hallelujah. They say Senate Majority Leader is considering canceling the Senate's month-long August recess. I think has he done that? Because he wants to get work done. You know what he's figured out? In August, if we get more stuff done, it's going to make the Republicans look good. And that's going to factor into November. Whether he does or he doesn't, let me just ease your mind. We're still going to kick some Democrat booty on November the 2nd of 2018. One thing Congress wants to know is this last part of this report. How much spying the Obama administration was doing on the Trump campaign? That's backfiring on the Democrats because people know they were spying. They're no longer hiding the word. They're using the word. They wanted to call it surveillance or whatever, monkeying around. Hey, just figuring things out. But no, we know what it was. Fine. A lot to talk about when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I was reading this article, and here's what it says. U.S. voters will differ sharply on whether President Trump has made America great again. But the economy over which he is presiding is undeniably on the upswing, with several of his key policies playing essential roles in the comeback. This is a leftist rag. I think it was either Bloomberg or something like that. But there's so much good news. I'm giddy to go into this next part of what I wanted to discuss with you. I'm literally giddy. I'm like Al Sharpton. I'm jitty. He's jitty. Yeah, I'm jitty to tell you what's about to come, right? Now, resist we much. I'm jitty. The latest piece of data that fortifies America's renewed economic vigor is a surge in international competitiveness, as measured by a closely watched annual ranking from the Switzerland-based think tank. Following a tax reform burst of hiring and growth, the United States, get this, has leapfrogged back into the top slot. This is based on a Bloomberg article. The U.S. dethroned Hong Kong to retake first place among the world's most competitive economies thanks to faster economic growth and a supportive atmosphere for scientific and technological innovation. This is according to the annual rankings of IMD World Competitiveness Center. And we stole it from Hong Kong. Hong Kong is one of these places where if you want to start a business, you could literally start a business in a day, take an idea, get it manufactured on mainland China. Man, you're literally in business within a couple of weeks, shipping a product out. They make it easy. It's cheap. It's, you know, it's relatively, or I should say relatively inexpensive. And the regulation is such that it encourages people to become entrepreneurial. This is why Chinese people come over here and they're just like, oh, I'll do a business. They don't, I mean, it's just, it's natural. Just like, psst, no big deal. The U.S., here we go. Hong Kong scoring first in categories for government and business efficiency held an edge over regional rival Singapore, which kept its number three spot from 2017. Rounding out the top five were the Netherlands, which jumped one spot, and Switzerland, which tumbled three slots as it endures a slowdown in exports and concerns about its potential relocation of research and development facilities. The U.S., which reclaimed the number one spot for the first time since 2015, scored especially well in international investment, domestic economy, scientific infrastructure subcategories, while earning below average marks in public finance and prices. The renewed top rating aligns with positive U.S. growth narrative over the past year. Growth averaged 2.9% in the four quarters through March versus 2% in the prior period. So under Barack Obama, you were lucky to get two. With Trump, you're almost averaging three. Yeah, one quarter, I think that was 2.3. The latest, 4.7 is the estimate. GDP growth. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the economy, stupid, right? Isn't that what they say? It's the economy, stupid. That's the economy. Now, it would be one thing if Donald Trump only was doing good with the domestic stuff, but he's not. He's got international. I keep coming back to terrorists, and I want to have this discussion about terrorists because I think it's time to do that. I want to talk about two things. What those tariffs really meant for the U.S. economy. The trade war that everybody's talking about. Because watching Trump embarrass the Democrats reminds me of play fighting with a kid. You know what I mean? Like, you little kid, I remember being, you know, a teenager, and little kids would come up and you mess with them, you know, kind of slap box with them. And then they start swinging and you put your hand on their face, you know, on the top of their head. So they're leaning over and their just little arms are flailing underneath yours because they can't touch anything, right? That's what it reminds me of. It really does. Trump makes beating Democrats truly look easy. And it must make the rhinos in Congress wonder how they ever lost to these little feckless fairies. Because Trump makes it look like, you know, a hot knife slicing through butter. And I don't want to say he's impervious to them because nobody's, you know, everybody's got their faults and their issues. But I'll tell you this, the playbook that the Democrats want to continue using has become completely useless. Alinsky tactics, what? Okay, single him out and go full court press on him and make sure that, you know, he's bombarded from all directions. So they do it. They tell you his immigration policy is terrible. His refugee policy that targets Muslims is awful. He don't trust him on the economy. He's really not a conservative. He's a womanizing, you know, misogynist, xenophobic, and, you know, about every other phobic. And oh, by the way, he's racist. And meanwhile, while all this is going on, Trump's holding them by the head as they swing underneath his arm, just flailing in the wind. He's in, and every now and then he'll reach out and slap him on the face just to say, I'm still here. That's what it reminds me of. Nothing sticks because, of course, nothing should. The things that they're talking about. I mean, Donald Trump, there's a list of things that he's done, and I'll give you one as an example that people don't know. You know the song, the writer, the singer Jennifer Hudson? She is an dyed-in-the-wool lover of Barack Obama. Her family got killed. Much of her family, like her sister and brother-in-law or something like this. And maybe a few others. I can't recall the details. Donald Trump put her up in Trump Tower at no cost and said, you know, because I don't remember the details around it, but he immediately he said, oh, you're a New Yorker. This happened to you. Come stay here. We got your back. Do you think people talk about that when they're calling him a racist? You know, Jennifer Hudson, Dreamgirls. Oh, man. And, you know, singer from American Idol. Black girl. Donald Trump wasn't making political points. He wasn't a candidate. He wasn't anything. And there's a list of things he's done for blacks, but they don't care. You know, politicos on both sides of the aisles, as if there really are two sides of the aisle, ran up massive trade deficits. Talking huge. And during the campaign, and I've admitted to this, I didn't pay much attention to trade. I didn't see it as a campaign issue. I was like, whatever. He talked about currency devaluation. And the other hidden little thing that nobody wants to talk about is China stealing our secrets. The cyber wars that are going on between the Russians and the Chinese. He talked about all these things. And they were sort of dismissed because the left wanted us mired in all this other stuff. He hates Mexicans! So, it's no wonder that, you know, they thought they were going to win because here's Trump talking about real issues that were going to have an impact on us. And I want to talk about this when we come back. We're going to continue this conversation because I'm out of time in this segment. But I want to talk about this trade war that they say is looming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are currently hosting a press conference. Before the press conference, though, President Trump had a chance to address what he expects to come out of the meetings being held next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
And this will not be just a photo op. This will be at a minimum. We'll start with perhaps a good relationship, and that's something that's very important toward the ultimate making of a deal. I'd love to say it could happen in one deal. Maybe it can. They have to denuke. If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
Alice Marie Johnson, whose life sentence was commuted by President Trump, said she appreciated him showing her mercy. She also had another message for President Trump.
Thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What's the problem? The problem is that superhero movies imprint this mindset that we are not masters of our own destiny, and the best we can do is sit back and wait for Star-Lord and a raccoon to sweep in and save our sorry asses. Forget hard work, government institutions, diplomacy, investment. We just need a hero to rise. And so we put out the bat signal for one man who could step in and solve all of our problems very quickly. And that's how we got our latest superhero, Orange Sphincter.
Bill Maher, he's so funny. Let me tell you something. The day will come. There will be no humor about Trump that's negative. It'll come. Bill Maher will eat crow. Here's what will happen. Either Bill Maher will be canceled and they will put somebody in there who's actually funny. The same with Trevor Noah. The same with all these late night hacks. Colbert in particular. They will have nobody to kick around. Because what are you going to complain about? Eventually the audience will turn. I know it sounds crazy. I listened to the audience on The View when Gingrich was on there and he's talking about, you know, this economy, and they're saying, wasn't it Barack Obama's? Yay, it was. When people figure out that Trump's economy has nothing to do with Barack Obama's, it is Trump's economy, that's the end of it. Oh, by the way, when they find out everything that Obama did to keep Trump out, that's also going to be the end of it. Anyway, so that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about these rhinos in Congress, these feckless fairies on the left, all of them, politicos on both sides of the supposed aisle, because there isn't one, and they're wanting to address trade and criticize Donald Trump for talking about trade policy. And here's what's so disingenuous about it. To hear these guys complain about it, you would think that we run a surplus. I mean, just hear them talk. Donald Trump, what's he going to do with trade? I mean, he's really being reckless. He apparently has no understanding of it. And here we are running an almost $800 billion trade deficit. And the Democrats, you would think that we're getting that much into our... Can you imagine if we ran an $800 billion trade surplus? What would it mean? It would mean that we are cooking on all cylinders. Because we do so much business with the world. If we could give that kind of a surplus, that means that the world GDP has risen substantially, which, by the way, is what Trump wants. But we run a trade deficit of almost $800 billion. And I'd love for these clowns to explain to me how any country where we run a trade deficit is going to win a war with us on trade. Now, if you say to me, well, Kevin, where are you going to get your lumber if you don't deal with China? I mean, with Canada. I'll go, I don't know, maybe America? Kevin, what are you going to do with oil if you don't deal with, I don't know, Canada and Mexico? I'm just thinking out loud here, but maybe I'll get it in America? Kevin, what are you going to do if you can't get steel from outside of the United States in aluminum and they put these high tariffs on them? What do you think is going to happen? I'm going to guess that we get our steel from, I'm just thinking out loud here again, America? Oh, but the prices are going to all be going up and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they might for a little while. But then people are going to innovate. See, that's what happens. It doesn't matter whether you're manufacturing in China, Malaysia, Hong Kong, or whatever, Russia, or America. At some point, people go, it's too much. Now, will we take a hit? Sure. But if your dollars are going up, it's okay. I'm not saying I want that. I don't want steel or any the price of all these different things to go up necessarily. But I'll tell you this. You don't innovate without strife. When steel prices went up in America and they said, okay, well, let's just not make our cars out of as much steel. How about we use less steel in certain things? You know, how about we shrink the size of electronics and therefore we don't need as much metal inside of them, so we can reduce our need for copper and nickel and tin and all these other things. Let's make them lighter. How about composites? So it makes you innovative. Without facing the problems, you don't innovate. Oh, let's just make it cheaper. Okay, so everything's still heavy. Everything's a two-man lift. Does everything need to be made out of steel? When we started making composites, you know what we learned? We learned that there are many things tougher than steel that are a lot lighter and in the long run are better for everybody across the board. You know, how's China going to win a trade war with us when we import almost $400 billion more to them than we sell them? Now, I don't know what $400 billion means to the Chinese economy, but here's what I can give you some raw numbers. The Chinese economy in 2017, and I just looked at this the other day, was approaching $12 trillion. So $400 billion of that comes from America. You can do the math. Now, the Chinese economy, the numbers that I saw, has them around $14 trillion. By the way, the United States economy is $19 trillion. We used to hover around 14, 15 during the era of Obama. Now it's $19 trillion. We've added $5 trillion of productivity practically under President Trump. You hear anybody talk about this? So $400 billion goes into the Chinese economy because of you, Americans, what we buy from them. What that means is $400 billion is out of our economy. Add ours back, take it away from them, and see what happens. We go from $19 billion to $19.4 billion. They go from $14 billion to $13.6 billion. That is a net of an $800 billion delta. With just one country. Now, I can walk you through what that means in terms of all that, but I just want to go on for a little bit and give you some numbers. Our trade deficit would rank in the top 20, I'm talking about roughly $800 billion, would rank in the top 20 of countries standing by itself. It would put us at about the size of Saudi Arabia. That's just our deficit. Go look at, do yourself a favor, look at the world rankings of trade deficit, and what you'll see that the United States' trade deficit, there's like maybe eight countries that over a trillion. Us and China, let me put it this way. We're 21 trillion dollars. China's 14 whatever trillion dollars. The next is Japan, 7 trillion. That's how big of a gap it is between the first two and everybody else. And we are a solid number one. I just want to let you put this into perspective. So our trade deficit by itself would be the number 19 largest country in the world. And it would put us around the size of the of Saudi Arabia's as far as GDP. Our deficit could buy Saudi Arabia. Our trade deficit with China by itself would rank us equal to the economy of Israel, and we would be roughly around number 70-something, 73, largest country in the world, our deficit. So to put this succinctly, until President Trump came along, politicians were content to lose enough money in trade to fuel what would amount to the largest economies in the world. But here's what's more scary, is that the same bumbling political idiots have learned nothing. Oh, you know what? I screwed up at the trade deficit that we have with China doesn't make us number 70 something. It puts us in the top 50, equivalent to Saudi Arabia. I'll get you the number, but it's not number 70 because I'm going to make this other point with what that number is. So let's just stick on this for a little bit. Because we're going to run out of time for the next point I want to make anyway. All I'm telling you is this. Donald Trump brought up trade. Nobody else is talking about it. Barack Obama told us, get used to the new normal of jobs moving offshore. Low-paying jobs will be here, but the good jobs aren't there. It's going to be a paradigm shift. You're not going to get these good jobs and stay there for years. And it's okay that we have a massive trade deficit that standing by itself would be the number 19th largest country in the free world. And the trade deficit that we currently have with China would be in the top 50 if it stood by itself. And then the people who now want to fight Trump want you to believe that they know more about trade as we lose $800 billion a year. That's kind of the synopsis of it. And I want you to just think about that as you evaluate what they say next.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think we have a chance to do surprisingly well in the House, maybe become the third time in a century that a presidential party actually gains seats in an off-year election. So I would predict today we're closer to a red wave than a blue wave in terms of the fall campaign.
On almost every point, the left has declared Donald Trump an idiot, insane, or whatever else prior to the election, and now they want to sell that to the American people now. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And Donald Trump fights these little guys, and I mean, you ever see a Bruce Lee movie? And all the guys are lined up in a circle around Bruce Lee, and he's just, you know, throwing kicks and punches and, you know, and he's just whooping them. One kick, knocking them out, boom, 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 guy going down. Then he breaks out the nunchucks. That's essentially where we are right now. Donald Trump is kicked and punched. He shows no sign of getting weary. And then he decides, you know what? I'll just use a new tool. I brought these little nunchucks with me. Wouldn't even matter if these clowns had guns. Donald Trump whips out the nunchucks, And next thing you know, there's a trail of, you know, just a whole dojo full of Democrats laying on the ground groaning because that's where we are. Man, the Democrats, you know what's so funny about them? I don't think they get that we know how bad they are, so they keep pushing it.
Oh, Trump, hey, what's he going to do with trade, man? We got a trade war going on here. Hey, they're about to start a war.
Yeah. Hey, here's the memo, Democrats. It's a war. We have no problem knowing that we're going to win it. $800 billion going out the door, and these people are worried about a war. Dude, this is funny to me because they don't realize we've been in a war. It's like many of the conservatives I talk to that are like, you know, Kevin, pretty soon, man, we're going to find ourselves at war with the Democrats. And I'm like, hello, you've been at war with the Democrats for decades. And the fact that you don't recognize that is scary. What's scary about the trade war is these same bumbling political idiots have learned nothing from Donald Trump. It doesn't matter how much he teaches them. Whether he teaches them about reducing government, you know, bureaucracy saves $2 trillion a year. What? How could he possibly want to reduce government, man? This is scary. This man is unhinged. So then he does it, and he starts saving money. Then on top of that, he does a tax cut. What? That could be Armageddon. It'll crater us. The economy's going to... Oh, shoot. $49 billion of surplus into the Treasury for the first time? How did that happen? Armageddon didn't occur, did it? So, the scary thing is that they're learning nothing. Look at Donald Trump, man. He's going to cause a world war with North Korea. This is a guy that's got nuclear weapons. He's doing all kinds of stuff. Oh, what? He wants to negotiate peace with South Korea, and he wants to have a summit, and he wants to talk about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula? Holy cow. What? What? Can I get a what? Yeah. And these people, if you are not supportive of Trump's policy on trade, you are fighting for the other team. It's pretty simple. You're watching your country lose $800 billion a year, enough to rank in the top 20 of all countries. I want you to think about everybody we could buy. Think of it this way. What if Donald Trump took this $800 billion and he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy Luxembourg. And we're going to run it like the United States under my tutelage, and we're going to see what we can do for Luxembourg. Or maybe he decides to buy the continent of Africa. I'd go back to the motherland. I'd go. I'd be a drummer. I'd be one of those dancers y'all come over to see.
Come see Kevin Jackson's African dance troupe.
I'd go. And I'd start developing. If Donald Trump ran Africa for a decade, can you imagine? Man, people wouldn't even know what the United, what was that country that used to be number one? Africa would be like, all hail Donald Trump. Shoot. Wow. Trump lets these leftists just swing it air, man, and he's just implementing his policies. And what's the outcome? Here's what the Wall Street Journal reported. With all of the Armageddon, if we get into the trade war, here's what the journal says. China offered to purchase nearly $70 billion of U.S. farm, manufacturing, and energy products if the Trump administration abandons threatened tariffs. I want to stop there for just a second to say, Trump has not started a trade war. Trump has started a trade negotiation. So this is part of the negotiation. You're going to cut our deficit, our trade deficit to you, and you're going to do it dramatically. So they said in weekend talks in Beijing, Chinese negotiators led by Liu He, President Xi Jinping's economic envoy, presented a U.S. team headed by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross a package that includes Chinese companies buying more, get this, U.S. soybeans, corn, natural gas, crude oil, coal, and manufactured goods. Now, the oil industry, which we are dominant in, the coal industry, which Barack Obama scuttled, you, hint, hint, okay, put your money in these. Chinese estimated the value of the package at $70 billion in the first year. These are things, hint, hint, that could happen immediately. Except for the manufacturing piece, manufactured goods. We have to look at that. But in terms of soybeans, corn, natural gas, and crude oil, immediate. Those companies will get an instantaneous boost. Boop. A bump. President Trump has pressed China to commit to reduce the $375 billion U.S. merchandise trade deficit with them by $200 billion. Trump is saying, you're going to cut this more than in half. And the Chinese, who threatened back, you don't want to get into a war with us? And Trump says, oh, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of do. Yeah, so let's do it. And so the Chinese got tough with him. Well, we give you $70 billion. We start there. And Trump goes, that's a good start. Now, I remember that if you go back and do a little research on this, let me tell you who was all going to be impacted. It would be the corn growers, the soybean growers. They were like, oh, my gosh, where will I do with my soybeans and my corn? And where am I going to ship it, man, if they get into a war? And Trump says, whatever, because here's what he could do. He could give more subsidies to these growers. Let's say he gave $5 billion to all of the people to subsidize their crops. And said, plant them, don't plant them, I don't care. The Chinese would still be, and said, or just maybe the pricing goes up and we eat them here or what, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what moves he can make. But whatever he does, is if the Chinese lose suddenly $375 billion in their economy, it's a huge hit. And what it would do to our economy, think of if he gave the subsidies to the soybean growers, it would just be like a little, it's the interest on a loan. If you think of that, adding $375 billion into our economy, even if the pricing is higher, what it would spur would more than negate the negatives. Now, I'm not saying to do it because you don't want to get fat, dumb, and happy, but he could do it. So they're arguing about this right now, but let me just tell you, we're going to win it. But I want to tell people what a $70 billion swing, just if we just got the $70 billion, it would make us, that $70 billion trade deficit, just with China, if we got that back, would be the 74th largest economy in the world, larger than Myanmar and just under Luxembourg. So as I said earlier, you get that much money back into your economy, Trump could get in a partnership with one of these other countries and say, look, we will co-develop with you. If you follow American doctrine, we will bring business to you. We will, and it would be based on the country and what's in it for us. But he could take the money we get back from China and go into the country building of somebody, and you could make a mini-me United States instantaneously. Now, China says this is going to be void if you impose tariffs of $50 billion on Chinese-made products. And what Trump is saying is this. Look, I'll play the game with you, but if you continue predatory practices and stealing our IP, intellectual property, I knew I was going to get in a minute. If you keep doing these things and hacking our systems and things like that, all bets are off. And you can't force our companies to turn over technology. That stuff's going to end. And then we're going to get $200 billion back, and he will get it. Then we'll do business with him.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.